Media.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listeners, still you are still with me, Mas Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, a lot of information and even Indonesian songs that we have given you. But we hope that this can also, I can say what, increase and also about your insight, and even this can also make you feel entertained after listening some of music, some of songs of Indonesia. But one thing that you have to remember is you have to be faithful. You have to be stronger, and even much stronger. I mean, and even you must be much more mature in doing or deciding about the thing that you want to face or you want to complete it. Well, regarding this, I believe that you also need about, wise word. Yes, wise word can be vital for human mindset, and even this can also make our mindset growing. Make it grow as good as possible, because when we think about anything, and this must be based on about knowledge scientifically, and this must be done by yourself. But that's why I would like to share you about wise word from quote of the day. It is now from Indonesian former president Sukarno. He said, "Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew." Sukarno was the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a characteristic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunity.
Mungkin tak akan betah
paling indah. Ku ukir nama kita berdua di sini, surga kita.
Dewi, bukalah kedua Voice of Indonesia.
Kurang tuang Solena.
Solena, special culinary from Bandung. Solenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, Solenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called Solenak but Peyem Digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, Solenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is tape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut, no preservatives, mind you.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.
Diru diru nina, oh, 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 o
shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
www.voynews.id. Well, listener, have you ever been visiting Indonesia? Yes, you know that Indonesia has, you know, lots of fascinating tourism destination. And even when you visit Indonesia, please don't forget to visit one of Indonesian tourism destinations, because you can relax your time, relax yourself, and even when you try to abandon from hassle basil of your of your busy activities from the crowded maybe traffic in your country, when you are in a busy condition, so when you have your leisure time, when you would like to spend your time, just please visit Indonesia, visit one of Indonesian tourism destination, because this can make you addicted. Yes, this can also make you enjoyable. That's why now I would like to share you about one of Indonesian tourism destination. This is what we call Penting Sari, a village designed, developed, crafted, and enjoyed by people. Being located at 700 meters above the sea level, at the bottom of one of the most active volcano on Earth, Mount Merapi, Penting Sari is known for its fantastic nature as well as cultural wisdom. Although its location is only 22.5 kilometers from the city of Yogyakarta, Penting Sari is profoundly traditional. Its people still use traditional tools from nature, which should be very intriguing for those who seek an introduction to Indonesia's ancient natives. Moreover, bringing themes of nature, culture, and agriculture with thoughtful insight to the environment, Penting Sari Village offers you a deeper understanding about nature, traditional culture, art, and even local wisdom that's solidly rooted within the locals' heart. And since 2008, Penting Sari Village has been developed as part of Yogyakarta's Village Tourism Project. And then started as a relatively underdeveloped village with an infertile soil, isolated location, and people with averagely low income, the mutual cooperation of Penting Sari's locals have driven this village into an amazingly rich community that attracts people from all over the world. And putting nature and culture as their main potential, Penting Sari Village doesn't need to sell luxury. Everything that you can see inside the village are as traditional and authentic as you come. So you will also get a chance to observe the rural life and their wisdoms. And then, by displaying the local wisdom wonderfully, the village was recently awarded and appreciated by Sleman's region, naming their system the People's Economy. How to get there? And it is relatively easy. It is easy when you want to reach the location. to Penting Sari Village, the whole journey takes about an hour from the center of Yogyakarta city by car, and the village is north of the city facing the great Mount Merapi.
Yang pernah aku temukan.
people may know Endeavour Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u or the origin kampung, where Sawu Ria or big houses are situated. There are two Sawu Ria in the village, namely Sawu Atalaki and Sawu Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sawu Ria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sawu Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sawu Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. There are Wajah Bu'u Ria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
Yang there are pertama, parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are
keturunan.
Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Dei. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of funds for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sawu Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged for traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lulu. Then people break down the house and held the traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food info directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do tenda sau ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house full with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is a main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke pera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is filled with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Mio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedak Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Kedak Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides their stone graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedak Kanga, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga, rumah tempat tumuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua in Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do tandak and gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, This information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Name is quite unique, Kuechubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small,
and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, kue cubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kue cubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta. This cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually kue cubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kue cubit with cheese is surely more expensive than kue cubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked kue cubit, both have delicious taste.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. Indonesia's Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs and the Japanese Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry have signed a letter of intent on cooperation in developing the Kayan hydropower plant in North Kalimantan. The Ministry's Deputy for the Coordination of International Economic Cooperation, Edi Priyo Pambudi, in a statement issued on Wednesday, pointed out that for Indonesia, the Kayan hydropower plant is not just an infrastructure project within the framework of Asia Zero Emission Community. The Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries assured that fish stocks are safe and sufficient to meet public demand during the holy month of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr, with the prices remaining stable. During a press conference in Jakarta, the Ministry's Marine and Fishery Products Competitiveness Strengthening Director, Budi Sutrisno, stated that fish production is projected to reach 3.06 million tons from January to March 2025. That's the news.
Cerita tentang pencarian cintaku, tak pentingkan wujudnya, ku hanya ingin merasakannya. Apa jadinya bila cintaku ini seperti coklat, manis pahit rasanya, mungkinkah aku
thank you.
zaman terlalu cepat semua. Kau panggil satu-satunya yang tersisa. Proklamat tercinta. Jujur, lugu dan bijaksana. Mengerti apa yang terlintas dalam jiwa. Indonesia, hujan air mata dari pelosok negeri saat melepas engkau pergi. Berjuta kepala tercengung saja terlintas dalam seorang sapa yang tak lepas dari.